You are listening to Sounds Good, a podcast brought to you by Choirmate.
You are listening to Sounds Good, a podcast from Choirmate. My name is Deveka, and today I'm in Winchester, UK, with Christine Mulgrew. Hi, Christine.
Hello, how are you?
I am very well on this grey and slightly muggy day in beautiful Winchester.
I know, it's a strange one, isn't it? It's like autumn, but not really. It's quite warm, isn't it?
It is. Christine, we're here to talk about a project you started a few years ago called Total Choir Resources.
Yeah.
But before we get to that and your coming new projects, I just want to hear a little bit about your background. Who is Christine Mulgrew?
Well, that's a big question on a Sunday morning, isn't it? I won't go right back to the start. I'm guessing you mean more in relation to choirs.
Yes, you don't have to start with the place of birth unless you want to.
No, that's fine. That's fine. So I've been singing pretty much my whole life from when I was small, just in my room, you know, as we do. I did youth theatre, did all that kind of stuff. Always loved singing. And went off and did a journalism degree, totally unrelated. Worked in that field for a bit on magazines, worked as a wedding planner, all these different things, which I realize now were all preparing me to lead a choir,
but you know, it's all very organizational
that you learn, and all those people skills. And then I just for fun I was part of a singing group, and just a very small singing group, and the teacher one day told us she was leaving, and kind of out loud I said, I'd love to do your job, and no one laughed. And I was kind of like,
encouraged.
And then I was
like,
maybe I could do that job, maybe I could change everything and start working with singing. And so based on that, I went and did a foundation degree in vocals. So I got some formal training. I started shadowing my friend who had a choir, learning about what was going on. And sometime back in 2010, I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it a go in my village. If I get 10 people, great. Well, let's just see what happens.
You just jumped straight in.
I just did it.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how did that go?
Well, the first night was quite quiet because it was snowing, which is very unusual in our country. but it was, especially on the South Coast, it was a snowy, icy night. So I had 7 people, which was quite good because it wasn't too overwhelming. The next week when the weather was better, I had 25 show up.
So, wow.
Now, imposter syndrome was through the roof at this point, like absolutely through. Who am I to be doing this? What am I doing? Everyone knows more than me, you know, that kind of thing. 13 years later, we're still going and we have 65 members.
So, oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's the greatest privilege of my life running this choir. I've learned so much on the way, developed myself as a choir leader over all those years. And I love it. Yeah, I really love it.
So you're really one of those choir leaders that without kind of any previous experience thought,
absolutely,
you know what, I'm going to do this. And that is the core of the spirit of the community choir, right?
Absolutely. Mm. I just thought, I'm going to give this a go. And it was terrifying, don't get me wrong. Because you think, oh, I don't have a this and a that in conducting. You know, I'd never done anything. My friend who ran a choir just said, you'll find your way. So, and I guess I did. Yeah,
you definitely did. And we're going to talk about that because you started something for those conductors who might just be jumping into it and who might not have a lot of formal training and who suffers from imposter syndrome and professional loneliness, because conducting is quite a lonely job as well.
It really is. Yeah, yeah, we saw that early on. So I say we. So what happened was not long after I started the choir, I fell pregnant with my son. And so when I had my son, my friend who was in the choir, who I'd made friends with, Victoria, she was in the choir. At the time, she was a lawyer professionally in the choir. And she said, look, I love this choir. I don't want to see it stop. I'll run it for you while you're, you know, having your son. And
she jumped in too.
Yeah, so she jumped in. And then it was brilliant. And she kept it going. And then after a few months, when I was ready to return, we had a chat and she was ready for a change too. She is a little bit more sort of that kind of choral classical background. Mm. So she had envisioned a choir like that. So I said, well, why don't you start one and we'll do it under the same umbrella. And then I think we were in the pub one afternoon when all this happened, got chatting, and then we sort of came up with this whole concept of an online business as well, because we were aware that once we started working together, we had each other to bounce ideas off, because there's quite a lot of decisions to make as a choir leader, and most of them are not about the music.
This is so true, and most of choir leaders don't have a colleague to sound off on.
No, and we were so lucky to have that, and then we looked online what was there already, and at the time, now this is going back a decade, at the time it was mainly stuff that was relating more to running church type choirs. Mm. It was all quite formal, quite high-end musical. Mm. There wasn't really much for those community choir leaders who, like us, were maybe just giving it a go.
And having fun.
Having fun. So we wanted to make something. We thought, well, we could, from our own experience here, we could make some simple resources that would help, but also bring those people together so that they felt like they had colleagues and they weren't just on their own. Because you're not part of a huge organisation mostly. You're just running your own, you know, your own choir.
And there are organisations out there like the ABCD, who is, you know, Association for British Choral Directors.
Yeah.
But if you are a community choir leader, you might not feel, how do I say this, qualified. You might, like you said, imposter syndrome, right? You might not feel like you have any place there.
Yeah.
So this is an alternative on the way to higher level training in a way?
Yeah, and then we thought with the online sense of it, we could reach people not just in our own country, but further. I will say, however, both Victoria and I did ABCD courses on conducting.
Look at that.
And
yeah,
they were amazing. We made some friends that we still have today. So
wonderful.
We were extremely grateful for the time we
and
had.
And I know that
too.
The ABCD works specifically to train community choir conductors to enable them to do exactly what you do. So everybody's succeeded.
It's where I learned not to just wave my arms randomly and to have some kind of structure to the beat, I suppose. But
it's useful.
Useful. Yeah. So, and then, you know, it just started from that. We started small and we learned along the way. We were, you know, researching online business, how you run these kind of things. And eventually, after a while, we started off with the kind of standalone things, but we decided to make it a subscription so that you would become a member to be part of it. And then you'd have access to all of our library of content.
And this is total choir resources.
Yes.
And it's in the name what it is, right? It's total resources for choirs. Can you give a bit of a description of like what is it that you want to provide for?
Really, it's really a kind of one-stop shop, I suppose. We've got courses on every aspect of running the choir, from choosing repertoire to actually structuring rehearsal, dealing with people. We've got a whole course on that.
It's important.
Recruiting and retaining people. So performing warm-ups. We've known from the beginning that the number one thing choir leaders want is warm-ups. If we look at all the stuff we put out on YouTube, any content we've put out, blog posts, things like that, by far, it's like warm-ups.
The most popular.
Skyrockets. Yeah,
because you get very stuck in your old warm-ups. And the singers as well. I know my choirs do this. They say, could we please vary the warm-ups? And that's even when I feel like I varied it to the best of my abilities. And they're still like, but it's still really boring to warm up.
Yeah, it is definitely one of the favorite areas for our members. We've got a whole library and they're in categories of what type of thing they're helping you with, pitch or blend or whatever. We've also got some wonderful vocal jams that were written for us by our friend Charlie in New York, who runs choirs over in Manhattan. She wrote these really cool jams. We've got all sorts. We've got round songs and we've even got done for you warm-up plans. So we wanted to make sure that we'd really got that aspect covered. But in addition to that, we do two live sessions a month. So there's a mastermind, a masterclass on a specific topic. Sometimes we bring in a special guest. And then there's also a clinic, which is not recorded. And people can come in and say, help, this is going on. What do I do?
Can you, because the first time I spoke to you, you were talking to me about this clinic.
Yeah.
And since I'm from Norway, I've never heard this expression used in relation to choirs. What is a conductor's clinic?
I suppose it's just a place where if you're hurting in some way, you've got some problem, you can come in and talk to us about it. And like I say, with the mastermind sessions, we record them. So there's a replay for members. But these clinic sessions are a private space.
Is it one-on-one?
No, it's open to all our paying members. So members of Total Choir Resources can come in. And actually, when you get four or five, it's brilliant because someone will come in and go, this is going on. I don't don't know if this is right, or, and you've got all this expertise, and you might have a choir leader that's been doing it for 20 years. You might have one that's just started a choir, and all their perspectives are valuable because obviously the person doing it for 20 years has got a lot of experience, may have been there, done that. The new person's got a fresh look at it all. So you find that in those sessions, it's wonderful because people are helping each other, and you can have four or five countries represented and they're all helping this person who's got the problem.
That's brilliant because yeah. As a choir leader, you often don't have any colleagues to talk to. What would you say is the most common problem encountered in choirs?
It's probably, do you know what? It's rarely relating to the music. It tends to be some kind of disruption or some kind of character. Of course, when you're running a choir, however many, whether you've got 10 or 80 in your choir, they're all different characters and you've somehow got to bring them together. So there's a lot of that people side to it. And I don't want to say people management, but it's sort of balancing people. and sometimes I think if we're running our own choir and it's our own business, we almost feel this pressure to say yes to everything and for everything to be okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes people have told us about behaviors of a specific member or something, and it's only when we've gone, that's not okay. And here's some solutions and here's some ways that you can deal with this. And it's been like this massive relief for people because they thought they just had to go along with whatever was happening, you know. Because if you're in a big organization, there's rules, there's structures. And when you're working on a much smaller level, often you're just it's up to you to make sure to decide what you're going to do. And a lot of people have got very stuck in these situations, and it's only when we've come together and there's been other people and we've all said, oh no, that's not okay, here's some ideas of what you can do about that.
That is brilliant, because I think whether you're a choir singer or a choir leader, we've all been in situations where something has been disruptive or where people clash, feel it when you say, you know, like if you were part of a larger organization, you'd go see your boss. The problem here is that you are the boss and you are HR and are, you know, your every role. The world's smallest organization is, you know, a choir leader.
So I mean, obviously there are different structures for choirs. Some people have a committee, other people run it as a business, other people do it as a hobby, so there are different setups. But yeah, essentially you're the one stood there in front of this group of people, and if there is a constant disruption, it can be very difficult. Obviously that's only an example. There are lots of wonderful positive things. I mean, it's a great job, we both know that. We're both choir leaders.
Yes, we are. It's the best job in the world.
And it's a huge honor for me. I mean, for me personally with my choir, I thought I was going to be teaching music, so my focus was on what's this part, and all my imposter syndrome was wrapped up in that. And what I realized is actually it's so much more than that. It's a massive part of people's lives. Some people stay for years and years and years, and it's much bigger than me. Like my choir, my goodness, there's friendship groups that have come out of it. There's book clubs. There's, you know, there's even offshoot singing groups, smaller groups where they all meet and have coffee and sing together. So it's just wonderful. And when people are going through things, the support with each other that I see in the choir and how it helps, that's the best part of the job for me, absolutely.
I was just going to ask you, you know, why are community choirs so important? But you answered it brilliantly. And it is a social arena. Yeah. I'm not going to say above all, because the music is a huge part of being in a community choir. Yeah. And the singing together does bring out amazing things in people, because the instrument is inside the body. It's not a trumpet. It's not a piano. It's yourself.
Yeah. And that is part of that sort of healing process for a lot of people. I've seen it happen over many years when something's happened in someone's life, and over the years I've watched that transition and how the music has helped and working together. So it's all part and parcel of it. Yeah, I love that about choirs. Yeah.
I love, you know, when you whether you're the choir leader or a singer, you know, things happen in life, and I have seen time and time again, and experienced myself as well, that you come in just the way you are.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, you don't have to share the intimate details of what's going on, but people will notice that you're having a day.
And that can be us as well, as choir leaders.
That can be us as well.
Do you know what? Even if I'm having a terrible bad day or something, by the time I finish teaching choir, I'm always lifted.
Yeah. Exactly. And I love that it's possible to create this space where people come together and can just be for 2.5 hours and put whatever ails them sort of at the door and just focus on the music and that feeling of producing that sound together and experience that as a sort of release or relief.
And for me now, sort of all those years later, that is such a primary focus when I'm thinking and planning for the choir. I'm conscious that they're coming to learn the music, but it's also a very social thing for them. And I make sure that each rehearsal is fun. We're not just there to sit there going, you know, that note, you know, we're going to have fun. And my warm-ups are huge in that aspect of fun. We do a lot of silly things. We move around a lot. So we're not just always seated in the same position. So we're doing a lot of things. And I remember we had a concert back in May this year, and I had a couple of people and we started to sing. I've got one lady who's in a wheelchair. She's been with us for many years. She had a big stroke, and which was so sad. But over the time, she's been able to do more and more. And now she's back in the choir and singing with us. And we started this song and she just burst into tears and we're performing. And afterwards she said to me, "I'm so sorry." And I said, "Don't be sorry. It's that. Bring it all, you know." The audience aren't thinking, "Oh, that's terrible." It was lovely to see all those emotions in the songs, and half, you know, half of us were trying not to cry along with her, you know. And I see people that I know have been through things, and I see a song hit them emotionally. But it's, I think it's such a good thing. I just love all that. Yes, bring it all, whatever you got. It's all good.
And singing is emotion, you know, absolutely. We convey emotion through music, and maybe particularly through vocal music, because it's so integral to our bodies and our minds in a way. It's a unique expression of body and soul, right?
Exactly.
So to be able to facilitate for that through Total Choir resources, for example, which makes it easier for people to facilitate it, I think that's just wonderful. And if you who are listening, whether you're a singer or a choir leader, and you want to get access to the resources that you have available, Amy, how do they get in touch?
So just head on over to totalchoirresources.com and everything's there. Yeah.
We'll put that in the show notes so that people can find you. But we have to talk as well about the future.
About change. It's inevitable in life, right?
Yeah, that is what happens. So you have an exciting new project coming up next year.
Yeah, so actually we're... you know, with it, obviously, sadly, but there's change coming along. We're closing the doors of Total Choir Resources in March next year, March 2024. The reason, main reason being my business partner, Victoria, is retiring. So good for her.
Good for her.
She's worked very hard. she's going to take some time out. So, and when she said that, the immediate thing that struck me was I will really miss the live sessions. You know, the turning up once a month, chatting, teaching about something. I thought to myself, I don't want to see that. I don't want to leave that side of it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be continuing with my own little project.
So up until March 2024, it's still possible to download all the resources.
Yeah, so if you joined, you can.
Yeah,
you've got all the resources there. You can download. I mean, so many warm-ups, you wouldn't believe it. Yeah, so, you know, absolutely. And then going forward from March next year, I'm going to start Choir Leader Link.
What is Choir Leader Link?
Well, I'm still developing that, you know, that whole concept. I've got a very nice logo, which is Victoria's kindly designed for me. I'll be getting more information out about it soon, but it's basically going to be a space where once a month there will be a live training session. So on a topic relating always to leading choirs, I'm going to have special guests as well. So it'll be specific topics. You can come along and listen to those sessions and take part with questions, etc. And then once a month also will be a clinic where you can come along.
The clinic that we
I'm
just
not giving
about.
Them up. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant.
So that you can come in and say, "Hey, this is going on, good or bad." You know, it might be that everything's going really well and you just want to tell me. I love that, you know, and we get other people come in and we can all talk together. But any of those things that are going on, that one won't be recorded. You can come and chat about what's happening.
I think it's wonderful that you're continuing this initiative and giving choir leaders, you know, a communal space with colleagues.
Yeah, really important. And just, supporting people and just hearing different people's stories. Storytelling is so important. important, isn't it? And I learn something every time. It's not like I'm sat here thinking, oh, I'm the authority and every, you know. I always learn something from meeting choir leaders in this space. So it excites me too. I come away with so many ideas. Sometimes we do a warm-up exchange. That's really good. And come up with all kinds, and everyone will tell their favourite warm-ups and things. And those sort of things are really good. And then you go away with loads of new ideas.
We will, like I said, put all the information you need to join, Christine's project in our show notes and gain access to all the exciting warm-ups and all the exciting clinics and masterclasses and all of it. Thank you for being so enthusiastic, Christine, about choirs and choir leaders.
Well, I'm very passionate about it, and I always love to have a good chat, and it's been lovely to meet you too.
You have heard Sounds Good, a podcast brought to you by Choirmate.